The Mountain West News Bureau is taking a moment to listen to people of color across our region to share their perspectives on racial injustice and police violence. Ray Ellen Bichelle spoke to four Black women from Colorado who are all scholars and activists. Their names are Rosemary Allen, Janice Mackey, Michaela Lee, and Carolyn Love.
When we moved into our home, my son was 4 years old, and all of my neighbors thought he was cute and well-mannered, and they loved him until he grew taller. By 12 years old, he was already 6 feet. And I remember the day my heart broke when he said, "Mom, when I go for walks in our neighborhood, my neighbors don't speak to me anymore. They act like they're afraid of me." And he noticed that before they started calling the police on him.
With my kiddos, it was 2012, Trayvon Martin, and my youngest was two. Trying to talk to a two-year-old about what's on the screen, from the fires to the protests to the righteous rage, having to have those conversations with young ones, it's yet again in our face.
I am totally outraged by the Black women that are perishing at the hands of police officers. It breaks my heart. Black women need a voice, and we need to be visible and present in the fight against oppression.
When I was young, if a Black man was killed by the police, I would be sad, and then that was it. There's nothing I can do. And now I go straight to social media, and I start talking about it, and then I start sharing, and I start listening to what other people are saying, because now we have that option. There's a chance for people to get information and take action. And I feel like this generation is like eating it up.
When my son called me to tell me that he would be at the protest, I became very concerned. He is asthmatic. And I was afraid because the pandemic is real. And I expressed my concern for him. And he goes, "Mom, I'm fighting for breath. What good does it do me to survive a pandemic and get killed at the hands of officers?"
A lot of the people that are protesting out right now are youth, like people my age. And from what I've seen, especially in Denver, it's mostly people who are not of color, which like is very interesting to me. And I appreciate that, because something that I was thinking about is I'm lucky to be in a generation where we have more compassionate youth who are willing to walk in other people's shoes and fight for other people.
Now, perhaps people are ready to engage in a conversation. But what I would say is, if that's going to happen, it better happen quickly. And I'm more on the end of public policy and of changing law. And until laws change, we can be in all the conversations we want. And all it is a feel-good conversation.
Simply naming race and racism isn't enough. Folks feel like they've done their work, if you will, by simply naming that. And it's like, that's the easy part, actually.
This is not a sprint. It is a marathon, a very long one. And while we appreciate the allyship of participating in protest today, we need you more than ever, 6 months from now, 6 years from now, to create substantive changes that will definitely change America. George Floyd's daughter said, "My daddy changed the world." Let's make sure that's a reality.